and read the Heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. I prostrate to the Arya Triple Gem. Thus did I hear at one time. The Bhagwan was dwelling on Massa Vultures Mountain in Rajgriha, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagawan was absorbed in the concentration on the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also at that time, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then, through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara: How should any son of the lineage train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Sharadvatiputra: Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other than form, form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain.
Gosum gupe gone chak te lo ngushami chu chu tri malubu to menes di tu tam che shan ke turn to page 97 and we'll do the mandala offering.
Sashi Puki Jushi Meto Tramri Rohabli Thank you. Idam Guru Randa Mandala Kam Nirya Tayami
Sanje
Chodan Soki Chonam La Jan Chu Bardu Da Ni Kyab Suchi Dagi Chun Yengi Pe Sonam Ki Drola Penchir Sangye Drupar Sho Chodan Soki Chonam La Jan Chu Bardu Da Ni Kyab Suchi Dagi chun yengi pe sonang gi drola penchu sangye drupar sho. Chodan soki chonam la janchu bardu dani kyab suchi. Dagi chun yengi pe sonang gi drola penchu sangye drupar sho.
Hello. Good evening. John, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Oh yeah, I mean, okay. Did they figure it out, like, why it's happening again?
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah.
I tested negative for everything.
Oh.
I don't have a karma test.
Oh. Oh yeah, so today, this is quite important, you know, if you are interested to do meditation on emptiness, I think this is like 4-point analysis, very important to learn, okay? Very, very important to learn. So this is like quintessential instructions or guidelines how to do meditation on emptiness. That's how the meditation on emptiness has been done throughout the histories, okay? You know? Same instruction been used by Lama Tsongkhapa and all the great masters who managed to see emptiness. Oh. So this is important. So it's called Nishi Cheba, 4-point analysis. It's the quintessential guidelines how to do meditation on emptiness. Oh. Commentaries that I'm reading, there's many commentaries. So this one has to be, happen to be the first one, so I'm going to read the first one, even though there's many of them. So this is like composed by Paso Chuje Paso, I think the younger brother, or maybe this kind of some kind of like related, bloodly related to Kidu Rinpoche, the younger disciple of Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, they are related to. So I'm using his commentary. So Je Tsongkhapa Chinchu Sungrab Le, so according to Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, and Lama Tsongkhapa wrote 18 volumes, volumes of books, you know, so in that book. So first one, the 4-point analysis. What's the first point analysis? So that's important. Taji gaje da lo lenje la na zungi be temas. Taji gaje da gaje da. Gagja, that's not no, like gagja is like something to be, how is it, object of negation, negation, gaja, object of negation, you know? In this case, object of negation, gaje da means, you know, object of negation is like the self, not like conventional self do exist, you know, so then there's nothing to be negated, so that's like, superimpose, you know, self, okay, superimpose self. Gaje da, lo renje la, nang zu nye pe temas. How the experience of self, Now, not like, not to a particular mind, but general mind. How you, somebody calls you, like, how you define, you know, like, or say somebody's called, like, John, so then, like, oh, calling me, that, you know, self, that, you know, how to identify. Not like particular mind, no, the general, when you say particular mind, means like, or mind that think about, you know, what is self, not that kind of mind, generally how we feel self, general mind, not like particular mind, not talking about when you analyze and trying to identify self, you know, through meditation, not that kind of mind, general mind, how you feel if somebody calls you, you know. Okay, so, gajeda, lo lejin nangzu, how that, you know, superimposed self, how that appears, how that superimposed, you know, self is the object of negation. So that very object, like the superimposed self, how we correspond, how we, you know, like, how that appears. Make sense? How it appears. Superimposed self, how it appears. In general mind, Gajeda. Lord Ranger, nothing if it's Samas. To understand that, the first point, there's four point analysis. First one is that. How to identify that. How to not identify the object that is negated, but how that object appears to our mind. See? How the object appears to our mind. Make sense? Nonzo Tether, to not fumble the Ramini, Chita Tadekan to go to the Samas. So now the second point analysis, you know, that's the first one. How that superimposed self has a how we see that, that's the first point we need to analyze. Any better translation here?
This is in Genma Rinpa.
Oh, that's very good master here, Genma Rinpa, yeah.
Recognizing the object to be refuted.
Recognize the object to be refuted. Or recognize that object that has to be refuted, how that object appears. Nangzu, This is more like, of course, you know, recognize object to be refuted. In order to do that, first you have to understand how that object appears. See? How it appears, no? Also this one. Nangzu tetsu da chun na. So now, if that, you know, self, that self, superimposed self, if that exists exactly the way we impose. So what is the second one called? You have the 4 point in English?
Yeah, the second one is this truly existent self is not identical with the aggregate.
This is the second one, but you know, need to add a little more there, so. It's not like something that we don't have experience. We experience all the time, you know. Especially if somebody's yelling at you, screaming at you. If somebody's yelling and screaming at you, how you feel, that self. That self is very much imposed or projected. If that self exists exactly the way we projected, if that self exists exactly the way we projected or imposed, then that self has to be either one with aggregate or fungbota rangin chik, one with aggregate or how you say
independent from? Separate from
aggregate. That's how meditation be done, so it's very important, you know. So that once you identify that it is same with aggregate or separate from aggregate. So there's the second analysis, okay? Second analysis, or four-point analysis, the second point, analysis. Nāzu tēnā tu nā pūmbō tā rāngūni, even the intellect is kind of hard to understand, but, you know, this is how we met it on emptiness. Nāzu tēnā tu nā, if it exists, it's not just exist. If it exists exactly the way we project it. That's different. No. It does not exist exactly the way we project it. It doesn't exist. No? Project means, you know, it's like if we analyze at that moment, the self is like as an absolute independent. That's how it appears. No? Absolute independent or inherent, or not depending on aggregate at all. It's just like, you know, it's just something independent, solid. That's how it appears. If it exists like the way it appears to our mind. So that means that it's going to exist like independently, you know? So now, like, it has to be independently one with aggregate or independently separate from aggregate. Not just one or separate. Independently one and independently separate. Not just one or separate, you know? Okay. 풍보다 나가 이제 가는 거 제마세요. 아, 뒤에서 나가는 뒤에서인데. 근데 뒤에서 나가는 이제 찍도 맞고 또 제마로. So then you kind of figure out, oh, this is not one with aggregate. Then you figure that out. So then you figure another thing, there's a third analysis. The fourth analysis, then you figure it out also, is not separate from the aggregate. These are the 4 point analysis. So now can you say in English the 4 point analysis? Can you say in English? You are in the book, here in the book, or no?
The book doesn't make it quite as clear, but it says the first of the four essential points is recognizing the object to be refuted. The second essential point is that this truly existent self is not identical with the aggregates.
not identical with aggregate or one with aggregate or identical.
The third essential point is that is not distinct from the aggregates.
Oh.
And then the fourth, hang on, is in a different place.
Oh.
And the fourth.
These are very important to understand if you want to meditate on emptiness. It's a very powerful purification practice. Huh?
The fourth says, namely, that an inherently existent entity such as a truly existent I does not exist either as a single phenomenon or as a multiple phenomena.
Or is it not? It is not independently one identical, but the same represents one with aggregate. No, it's not independent. Then you figure that out. Or it's not like inherently independently one with aggregate. Or so then after that, or not independently separate from aggregate. So this was the 4-point analysis, very important to learn. Oh, the regime of Yoga was Sumba Tansa, Thomas Samashi for Jesus. That's how the emptiness has been seen. That's how emptiness has been realized, and it's been realized. Heavily rely on 4-point analysis, which is the quintessential instructions how to do meditation for emptiness. Then that's how people have been seeing emptiness, realize emptiness. Heavily rely on these instructions. That's how the emptiness needs to be understood or realized. Who said? Lama Tsongkhapa said. That's how it needs to be realized. First, if that's the how emptiness has been seen or realized, so then you people need to learn or to study the 4-point analysis. First, need to study 4-point analysis. So much of Jesus that tell us then. After learning the 4-point analysis, then all the meditation is done. Then that's how you see emptiness. So tell us then. This explanation or instruction is very much based on experience, not just intellectual understanding. The person who saw emptiness wrote these instructions. So that's what it means. It's very much dependent, it's coming from experiential understanding of 4-point analysis, not just intellectual, not just mere intellectual understanding of 4-point analysis. This is like experiential understanding of 4-point analysis, how to do meditation on emptiness. So it's coming from experience. Person, whoever, come up with this, 4-point analysis, is coming from experience, not just intellectual understanding. When that person is teaching, pretty much based on the person, the way he experienced emptiness. Instructions. Directly heard by Kiru Rinpoche's younger disciple. Lama heard directly from Kiru Rinpoche, which is his relative, not I think brother, but really some kind of relatives. He heard from Kiru Rinpoche directly, exactly the way Lama Tsongkhapa taught Kiru Rinpoche how to say emptiness. That's how he heard from his, as a, I'm not sure, as a, like, Chumbo means like, you could say his brother, so I'm not, it's not probably the same parent, his brother, heard directly from his brother or relatives. His relative heard directly from Lama Tsongkhapa, so, it's like, same thing, not hurt. Too much. So that's how I'm going to explain, not adding up or not like missing some point or not making it, not adding something up. So he's going to explain exactly the where Lama Tsongkhapa taught Khyentse Rinpoche, and Khyentse Rinpoche not taught him. So no like nice adding up some extra word here, there, or like missing some point, or this maybe too difficult answer, maybe I should say this way, not like this. Same. No, like there's no, how to say, no change, basically no change, okay? Yet, don't have a kid to listen to soon, the moves to machine, Julie never, Julie is not like, rewrite, or maybe like, no, it doesn't. Not like that. There's no change at all. There's no change whatsoever. There's no change. I'm going to explain that. So, Dila Toma, Sema Tambuche Vetsunis, how to gain experiential understanding of fast point analysis. That's among those 4 point analysis, recognize the objects need to be refuted. That, you know, like, how to get that understanding, deeper understanding, how to get that understanding. Okay, so that's the first one. Toma, Sema Tambuche Vetsunis. Lunama Chudinjuches, Ning Tabane Kunjula, Lulinjika, Jamdo Tanje, Tinjeje, Paman Jube, Sinje, Sinjena, Dinivichi, only Kowatan, Dunga, Semiji, Duma, Yamda, the Sulas, and Ninjeshimuches. So meditation is kind of like guided by, you know, like developing compassion, okay? Sitting position, 7 point sitting positions when you do meditation, 7 point sitting positions. So, leg, hand, back, three, go, head, eye, shoulder, then tooth, lip, tongue, all count one. But there's seven. That's how the Buddha Vajrayana used to sit when he meditated. So hoping to, you know, to get enlightened like, you know, the way he did. Nanna Chudinde. That's like very common sitting position when you do meditation. So, Ning Tapanes. Not just, you know, like, you know, deep down from your heart, with some kind of feeling. Ning Tapanes. Kunjula, Lilijukavi, Jamdoche. You take refuge, Buddha Dharma Sangha, from bottom of your heart. Tinjinje, Pama, so, Chibi, so. According to Mahayana Buddhism, everybody has been parents, you know, mother, father, you know, because when you think about life, there's no beginning. There are no beginning. So you can imagine there's no beginning. Well, it has been like parents. All this was about kind mother-centered beings, you know, mother-centered beings. All mother kind mother sentiment. Denjiji chimbe ongis. This is no self-grasping mind. Mind that grasps so tightly on self doesn't exist at all. Does not exist. So because of that, all the problems, since from the beginning of times, you know, it's gone all kind of complications. That's how it's been, you know. Cyclic existence has been like, goes round and round, that's why it goes round and round. To understand that, then generate compassion. To understand that, no. So many have no clue what are the root of the problems, no clue. So many, fortunately that you created the karma to study emptiness somehow, somewhere, you know. So you have to create the karma to study emptiness. This 4 point analysis, you know. how to do meditation on emptiness, you know, it's greater karma. So there's so many people just forget about all sentient beings, you know, even among those people, you know, human. There are so many of them, they have no clue, you know, no clue. So then, you know, thinking about that, you know, because of all the problems they are going through, because of that, you know, fundamental confusions. That's why fundamental confusions. Not knowing that ultimate truth, you know, to create all this, you know, all this complication. So then based on that, then you generate compassions, you know, compassion towards all living beings, okay? So then that compassion is very much supported by knowledge of emptiness. Or there's, you know, another compassion, you just, you know, see the problem they go through is not necessarily like through the fundamental confusions, you know, just through, you know, compassion. So this is like very much supported by idea of emptiness. So something nijeshimuche, you know, it's a great compassion. So then I'm kwe dunga le chine tawa chakrava dhus, kwe dunga le chine. So now I need to liberate them from this samsara. Somehow I need to liberate them from samsara. Because there's been, all of them has been kind as my, this mother in this life, kind of been like that. Not just one time, many, many times. So now I need to figure out how to liberate all of them from samsara, you know, like that. Okay? Dina kwe dunga chine tawa chakrava tena toma dhaka sanja togodhu. In order to do that practically, first I need to achieve fully enlightenment. So therefore, I'm going to do meditation on emptiness. See, so that's the kind, that's how the whole process, it guides, you know, how to do meditation on that, you know. So therefore, I'm going to do meditation on emptiness. For me to achieve fully enlightenment, for what? For liberate all living beings from samsara. That's the goal. Nyam the same che the ten lamen nan jo chini ji sura ju juwa no gomne che de so che de so du ju ta be da ge lo che de lo chin ji lo so so ten lamen nan jo so then after that traditionally then you do some form of guru yoga practice, some form of guru yoga practice after that. So traditionally, but you know, like you can also do meditation on emptiness, just visualize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that's how tradition has been done. Then the Dungshu Trapyo, then the Dungshu Trapyo, Dagi Lo Chura Dova Chinchi Lo Dosa. Deep down from bottom of your heart, not just, you know, bottom of your heart. Dagi Dungshu Trapyo, Dagi Lo Chura Dova Chinchi Lo Dosa. May bless me to, bless me that may I say Dagi Lo Chura Dova Chinchi Lo Dosa. So, Dagi Lo, my mind, Lo, Chi, you know, spiritual practice. You know, how you say, please bless me. May my mind engage into spiritual practice. Make sense? May my mind engage into spiritual practice. Bless me, then how you say all together, how you say, please bless me.
So that my mind.
Please bless me so that may my mind.
Please bless me so that my mind.
Okay, please bless me so that my mind engage.
May engage
into spiritual practice. Lotus of the watching you so. Chir lamdulong watching you so. Please bless me that my practice will be success. Successful. Please bless me that my practice will be successful. Chimiji toba kijitan mijawashinlovsu. Please bless me to have chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. much easier to say. And much easier to get. Please bless me that, you know, chumingi toba. Thought, there's no related to Dharma. See, thought, there's no related to Dharma. Kochumik toba. Thought, there's no related to Dharma. Such as anger, jealousy, all of that, you know. All the disturbing thought, you know, chumik toba, this special name. Thought, there's no related to Dharma, chumik toba. So that's, you know, that thought, even just one moment of that. You know, please bless me not to generate even one moment of that. You know, one moment of that?
Yeah.
One moment of that. No, just so one moment. Please bless me. That's not three bless, asking blessing, you know, three, that's the third time. Chumiga toba kiji na mi jawa chinje lam to sos. Cham ning je, chan ju sin, chuma maya ma nyudu jula jawa chinos. Please bless me able to generate quickly, you know, without a second of delay. That's what Lama Sovereign says, without second a delay, bless me to able to generate, you know, loving kindness, compassion. Chamnyinji, Chanjuksim, loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, bless me to able to generate without second a delay. Particularly, you know, that's how this meditation is done. Who said this Lama Tsongkhapa? Taught Kedu Rinpoche directly. Kedu Rinpoche, this Lama heard directly from Kedu Rinpoche. That's how Lama Tsongkhapa did meditation on emptiness. If you want to see emptiness, that's exactly, you follow the footsteps of Lama Tsongkhapa, who saw emptiness. So then this instruction will lead you somewhere. If not, see emptiness, maybe close. If not, maybe in the part of, It will lead you somewhere, you know, in the right directions. Other than that, doing all kind of things, you never know where it leads, you know. Here, particularly, Chepa Tuya, Dada Jumbe, Sabe, Pajata Chepa, Tsawana Chepa, Chepa Dhamya Tobe, Shara Chepa, Jurisim. Please bless me to able to generate wisdom realizing emptiness. You know, wisdom realizing emptiness. This is now, there is a link to this meditation. Dhamya Tobe, Shara, wisdom realizing emptiness is fully capable to seize the self-grasping mind with root, with tendency, you know. It's not just cover, it's just root out. Wisdom realizing, please bless me to be able to generate wisdom realizing emptiness which will seize the self-grasping mind with the seeds. Then it'll never grow, it's not like I say. Yeah, so what do you say, this, you can buy this round up?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Round up? You press something, it just dies, and after that, well, next year it'll go again. Eliminate, not with the feet, you know, like that. But this, visitor, please bless me to able to generate wisdom realizing emptiness visually sees the self-grasping mind with the tendency, with the seeds, for good. Sees for good, okay? Shiye sovatas, that's how you make the request. After taking refuge in Bodhisattva, after that, you make the request, generate intentions to liberate all mother sentient beings from the samsara. Therefore, first, I need to achieve fully enlightenment, therefore I'm going to meditate on emptiness. So then after that, you make these four different requests. She has so thought of, so then after that, just take your time and think of yourself. Now I am going to analyze as how I feel self. I'm not sure how you say it, like, and now I'm going to analyze the then now when you're lonely, we have to say, I, you know, I, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and you know, every day, like, you know, oh, I'm happy, you know, I'm not happy, you know, I'm like, oh, like, going to eat something, you know, I'm going to eat rice cake. So then I, you know, so then, okay, now I'm going to analyze how I feel, or, perceive exactly how I'm perceiving that I. I'm going to analyze how I'm perceiving that I, or self. Oh. Right after that, no, 10 days, now when you're alone, you motivate yourself, now I'm going to see how I perceive self. I'm going to analyze that, you know? So you just has a generate the wish to do that, not just strong wish, you know, strong determination. Now I'm going to really analyze how I perceive self. Like, you know? First point analysis. Among those four point analysis, first point analysis.
Geshe-la, I found a simpler translation of the four.
Yeah, please say. Maybe it'll benefit.
Sorry, I think this is a lot easier to understand than what I read before.
Mm.
So the first is determining the object to be negated. The second is determining that a truly existent self must either be identical with the aggregates or separate from them. The third is determining that a truly existent self cannot be identical with the aggregates. And the fourth is determining that a truly existent self cannot be separate from the aggregates.
So these are the four-point analysis. So.
Yeah, or I could just send them out. Would that be easier?
Yeah, sending them out is one easier problem.
Yeah.
So... Then right after that, then you just take time, just relax. No, just breathe and relax. And start to analyze how you perceive self. Okay? Tijila Shiva Sriji Trila Kundimba Shizong. Right after that, I'm going to analyze how I perceive self. Then right after that, just, you know, breathe. Didn't say here breathe, but when you breathe, it's just, you know, the far way to relax. I think during the Republican as a debate long time ago, so Texas, like Ted Cruz from Texas, telling Donald Trump when they're debating, saying Texas, because Donald Trump breathes. So then I, somebody asked, okay, while you are talking about yoga, so can I say something? So then you know, just remind me that, so sorry. Huh? So then, you know, then start to analyze how I perceive self. But with effort, you know. Just take your time and, you know, try not to think anything hard, but not just time. Right after that, just try not to think anything, just briefly tried not to take anything, just... Briefly, just sit there and briefly try not to anything. Chungseji shakoshe, briefly. Teda chebe riba tanyi chene sa. The benefit of that, you know, it will kind of like separate clear mind, unclear mind, it will be separated. Almost like, you know, when you, with water, with some kind of like sand, you mix. When you shaking, it's never going to be settled. It's never going to be separate. Water with the sand. If you just put it there, then it can kind of like it's cased out, water and the dust. All the dust will go bottom, the water will be up like that. That's exactly, that's why just sit there, try to think nothing. Try not to think any things, you know, just there. And it will kind of like separate. Clear, unclear mind, separate like water and the sand, like that. Kanto mi zibe nga la chungse ji shaku, teta chebe riba tani jen, sasi ge neba ti nga ne, nga o nyambi lo shu jungam. Tsoe nga o nyambi lo jeni zo. And see, do you perceive self? Do you perceive after that, no, do you perceive self? If yes, then you need to analyze how you perceive that self. If not, then you have to make effort to perceive self. You just, or somebody's calling, just imitate, or somebody's calling me, or maybe you need to encourage yourself to perceive self. No, try not to think anything briefly, then after that, no, if you perceive self, that's good. If not, then you need to put some effort to perceive self, you know. But you know, then make effort to perceive self. When you perceive self, then immediately analyze how you're perceiving the self, Is it dependent on aggregate? Is it like independent? You need to analyze. Oh. That's how it's been fast point analysis has been practiced. That's exactly that. Majuna tsoe, nganyambe lo, sangbashi tiene, lo te tiawane, lo te namba, lo te lo telase. How self been perceived for that particular mind? How the self has been perceived? Lo te la ngayi namba chadu chidha jungar tiji tiba chakasu. Tiyang yishin na mayishis. Can space out, you can just space out. You know, you need to be focused. Then you yishin to mayishin, toba, jangwa chade, yangya lepa takos. No, just one, again, you know, how I perceive, you know. If something happens, then just go back there. I perceive self. Yangya lepa takos, and like, do it well, no, do analyze, no, analyzing, do it well, sir. Tiet na ngate chiro ne nabu chare namba trans. Based on the individuals, so you may experience ngate chiro ne nabu. Sometimes you may experience that, you know, self is like appearing from outside, some kind of like form of like black, I said, some kind of like form, not from outside. This experience, it doesn't mean you are going to have that, but you know, all kind of experience when you analyze, you know. Sometimes you may say, this is not a self. From outside, it appears like some kind of like form, like dark form. That's common experience that you would know. So that's one experience you may have. Now, that's from outside. Now, tatangi, we know us, no. Need to write it down. Whatever experience you have, you need to write it down. That's what happened here. You know, sometimes they experience, okay, it's coming from some kind of like dark form from outside. When you analyze self, so that comes up, that's another experience. Sometimes it's from within yourself. Tatang is sometimes it appears within self, within yourself, or could be some kind of like whatever it is not. This is all experience. Sometimes you have experience that somebody is like pushing something through your body, inside of your body. You was on like, as a, you put this piece of, they call it piece of wood or bamboo. If somebody pushed you from the bamboo in from your heart, then just feeling. It's not like that. Sometimes it feels like that, All experience sometimes like that, it was for that. But, people have different experiences. You can just write it down, then discuss, write it down, just discuss, this is common, very common. This is like, it's a feeling, It's a feeling that, it's like, dark form outside, that means you feel like that self. Or you feel like there's something within yourself, something that you can't really say or pinpoint, something that you feel. And sometimes you feel like somebody's like pushing through, like some kind of like, like stick or bamboo from within your body, inside your, pushing up, something like that. This all feeling, different feeling. Now, So all kind of different feelings based on individual, like as the meditators. Sometimes you feel like whenever you try to analyze self, all of a sudden you immediately think about aggregate. But there's no self aggregate. No, there's also another experience. And sometimes there's nothing. No, dark form, nothing. All the rest of the feeling, there's nothing. Sometimes there's basically nothing. It feels like everything kind of fading away. Even within self, like the all kind of experience. So not to follow any of those experiences and comes back to the point to how I'm perceiving self. Come back to the point, Don't think, maybe there's something, there's all kind of experience. The point is how I'm perceiving self. That's the point, whole point. Then come back to the point. So here they say, don't follow the thought, just let it go. Not paying any attention to any of those and come back to the point, how I'm perceiving, now I am having this kind of experience. So now, when you say I, so how I'm perceiving that I, that's the point. I am experiencing dark form outside, or that could be self. So now then you need to come back to the point, instead of spending so much time on what kind of darkness is that, you just want to carry out by that, come back to the point, back to the point, need to put a little more effort. That's another point. Point is not the outside of darkness, not that. The point is how I'm perceiving self. That's the point. That's the whole point. To come back, put some effort, come back. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes if you close your eyes and everything goes dark, so no need to worry, self will be there, you know, self is never going to disappear. If the self disappears, probably that's pretty good, that's a good thing. All the stories that comes with that will disappear, that's a good thing, nothing to worry. But unfortunately it's not going to disappear, you know. So sometimes, you know, like, then, you know, all of a sudden you close your eyes, everything kind of go dark, that's probably like pitch dark. But the whole point is how I'm perceiving self. That's how meditation began, okay? Miktum de chebe, naktim de juwa, naktim de juwa, marikba, dintu nakba juwa, nakba chawa yinze. Miktum de chebe, miktum, ngayi nangzu, pagyu, nyam, sheba jimse. I have to, my whole point of this meditation is how I am perceiving self. That's the whole point of meditation. So then you put some effort, then sometimes you close your eyes, everything goes pitch dark, but you know, nothing to worry, you know, so self is somewhere there. Another joy, the mixum de chebe, it's not just, you know, whenever we close our eyes, everything kind of like go dark, you know, like that. Mixum de chebe, nothing to jua, marigba, nothing jua, marigba, dunno nausia, nausia, nausia. Some people get kind of scared because they think, you know, like, or there's something, some kind of darkness appearing in front of them, but that's not what it is. The result of closing your eyes tightly, that's the result of that, but nothing to worry. There's all kind of experience, you know. Gashila, jinacha wa jumza. Chadunyiva tene, ngao, chadunyiva tene, ngao nye velo, chebe, ngao nye velo chebe tena. So now you have like this, like mind of the I, you know. If you don't have that, after that, you make it happen. You make some effort to feel I, you know. So, now when you look at this, now just tag when you reverse the dimana, now when you the lujang, dimen tanya desa, maripwa na ne ta tanya jin na wasa wani noje. Even though it's quite difficult, it's not easy, even just reading in Tibetan, you know, so as I said, emptiness is very, very hard to understand, you know, Bodhicitta, compassion, easy to understand, very difficult to practice. But this is hard to understand, not that difficult to general realization like compassion, loving kindness. Huh? That chapter's not, while you are meditating on emptiness, and while you are trying to analyze how I am perceiving self, experience that I explained, that's an old different kind of experience, outside some kind of dark form or inside, all this, you know, experience, you know, called chakshu, means like, now when you look at it, now so that when you rigba, still the dimba na, na, when you look at it, so minute you felt, so then I want to analyze that. The minute you feel like I, so, I'm tired. Right after that, how I'm perceiving the self. You put some effort. Okay, I want to analyze it. You kind of got excited. Analyze it. Dimana, nganyamdo, lujang, feel didn't depend on it, and it felt like that you are like kind of like how is it, even you feel like that physically you are also like how is it, putting effort physically, not just mentally. You're trying to feel like physically also you're kind of trying to put some kind of effort physically, you know. The Marikpa Tanya Luja Shil Dimbe Tanya Teje. Because now language, you know, language Lama Tsongkhapa for time from till now, even Tibetan language has been there so many change. You know, some of the word they use, nobody use now. So you, you know, people don't understand. Of course, Lama Tsongkhapa is from Amdo region, you know, so, but he spent most of his time in Central Tibet. You know, so it's kind of dialogue, it's kind of easy to understand. But still, you know, because you carry your own mother tongue, you know, here and there, again, so then sometimes makes it hard to understand. So, probably need to find maybe like when there's time that nobody's tired. Nobody's tired. I think we need to go slowly. So probably the Heart Sutra now goes on and on. So, you requested me to talk on these 4 points. So, how are we doing? Are you tired? Huh? Yeah, Stephen, Stephen. Yeah. If you are tired, then say, then we can stop. You know, I think it's not good. If you are tired, so then you know, any more, explain more, probably it'll not go here, it'll go from somewhere here.
Is it correct to say, like, an enlightened being also has a sense of self?
Yeah, of course.
But so there would not be a time when, like you're saying, oh, you know, if you couldn't feel yourself, that's kind of good. But I mean, an enlightened being would just have a different sense of self than the way I have a sense of self. But there's always going to be a self, even an enlightened self.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a very good question. Even enlightened being said, oh, I'm going to eat, I'm going to sleep, probably not like. We don't have to go all the way up there, but you know, people who realize emptiness,
right.
They also say, okay, I like to go to walk in the park.
Right.
They still have a sense of self. Sense of self?
Right.
Yeah.
And so an enlightened being all the way up there, with even if they're not eating or...
But, you know, as we discussed, like Wednesday night, when you in like meditative equipoise on emptiness, meditative equipoise on emptiness, you see something, you know, you see what you see, emptiness. What it looks like clear space. That's all. It looks like clear space. You don't, that's all you see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You see something, that's called emptiness. What it looks like empty space, you know, clear sky, that all looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come out of that meditation, it's called post-meditations. You're walking around, you're wondering what to eat, all of that. Then, that because of this power, you know, that generates during the meditations, you see, you know, everything like illusions. You know, you see, even you like perceiving self, it's like illusion, it's not something solid, concrete, inherent, independent. Right now, that's what's happening. Right now, it's independent, it depends on the circumstance. If somebody's screaming at you, yelling at you, at that time, how dare you tell him something? At that time, we don't analyze. That moment, the self that you're perceiving is solid, independent, absolute, that that's a mistake. So then, you know, people who see emptiness, even though they say self, it's like illusion. It's like illusion. It's not solid, not inherent. So that's a different. That's a different.
Okay. So I have a follow-up question.
I'm like in the press
pool.
What is it?
I'm like in the press, like a journalist. I have a follow-up question.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, like, when you're doing the four-point analysis, is there one of those points that's...
It's not going to be good. The way I do, none of my senses working. They all shut down.
Is there one of the points that's more tricky than the others for you? Like, and how do you get unstuck?
No, it's not tricky because I'm sleeping. Yeah, really, honestly. I'm just, you know... So when you go to sleep, you all shut down, all the senses. There's no, like... One point easier than another point. There's no point at all. There's no analyzing.
That's fake news.
Huh?
That's fake news.
That is the truth. This is the truth from inside out. That's the truth. Yeah. So, what else? Yeah.
That was my main follow-up question. Like, of those 4 points, which one is?
4 points over here, we are discussing our first point. Please write it down. When you meditate now, I explained that when you meditate, write it down. Like, oh, maybe outside, dark form, that's what I feel, that's me. Write it down, and come together, discuss. See? Based on instruction. Not like, oh, we have nothing to believe, just talking about, you know, it's not like that. We have instruction, we can based on that, discuss. So, you know, so that's good, you know. So then,
Oh, Geshe-la, this is wonderful. Thank you for this teaching. I heard you say that, for example, in point two, you say, oh, well, then perhaps you figure out that this projected self is not one with the aggregates, but you said is not independently one with the aggregate.
Exactly.
And I don't understand the independently word.
So here the word identical. What does it mean? It means like from head to toe, same or, huh?
Exactly. Yeah.
Really? Head to toe.
Every single thing.
Is same. Example? Any example?
Identical twin. Identical twin. Two people identical.
There's no same.
When they make something on a production
line. Mm. The twins, there's no same. They have different mind, their mindset.
Two carbon copies, two copies of the same.
Okay, then that's good. That's what it means. Independently, same means identical. Then, product-wise. Clearly it's not identical, because when your hand get hurt, you say, I got hurt. My hand, there's clear distinctions. It's not identical. If it's independently same, that means identical. Independently same means identical. Same does not have to be identical. Same doesn't mean identical. Same. Yeah, look same, but doesn't mean identical. Look similar, same, similar. So now, inherent is identical. You know, there's no difference. But you know, like, oh, my eye, my head, my body, that's clear, there's not, there are mind, you know, you're talking about self, right? Mm-hmm. Self and anything is not identical, that's very clear. If the self No, like the.
Is it the same as one with?
Because
they sometimes say
one with,
one with the aggregates and not one with.
Yeah, that means I think I like the word identical. That means not different, but self and aggregates not identical, right? Are they identical? Aggregates. Are they identical?
That's the question.
No, they are different. That's not identical. Otherwise, how you can say my head, my hand, or like my hand got hurt because of my, you know, because your hand planted something there, you say I planted. Actually, your hand is the one who planted. Then I planted, no? She knows what she's talking about. My hand, you know, my hand is not, you know, doing good. Then just clear distinction between self and aggregate, you know, like that's why I just talk about form aggregate. Oh, my feeling got hurt, you know, so that's my feeling, even the, just forget the physical part, but the mental part, feeling, you say, oh, my feeling got hurt, that means clearly me and my feeling, that's clear, it's not identical, you know. It's not identical with the physical, because that's clear distinction, you know. Aggregate, you know. Like, then you can say, you end up saying, oh, there's five self. If it's identical because there's five aggregates. There's no five self. That's going to be a nightmare. One self is hard to take care of. So now it multiplies four plus, there's a five right there. Oh, no. Physically, that's very clear. So now the feeling, you know, so then there's you say my feeling. But there's no like, there's no identity. So if the aggregate and self, if they both of them inherently existed, independent existence, so then it has to be one or separate. If it's one, it's going to be identical. If it's separate, it's going to be separate like I and prayer will. There's no similarity at all. There's no relationship at all. It's not like me and him. We share a lot of similarity. We are human. We have two eyes. No, not like that. It's like inherently separate. It's going to be separate like me and Frederick. There's no similarity at all. There's no relationship at all. It's going to be like that. But that's not true. Because when I do something, my hand does something, then I say I do. You know, so, and that's relationship. Inherently separate means there's no relationship at all. So I think, you know, it's good now that we just, you know, study. It's not finished all the way, like the first point analysis. But, you know, to write it down. So because we analyze, write it down. What kind of feeling, write it down. Everybody writes it down. Then we come here and share. No, this is what happened here. No? The Maribin Nanne Tatang Jun Nawashawa in the Rigba Dimlu Dim Rigba Dimlu Sri Chakwala Kong Dimbashi Gyoba Masheba So Sri Dimana Lung Tiru Tambe Shuji. So now somebody's like pushing the piece of stick through the body? That means lot of energy been stored in the upper part of the body. Upper part of the body could lose the tummy. That means there's a lot of stress. The meditation becomes very stressful. Needs to relax. You know? That's why all the energy, you know, kind of like lose. So now this lama is explaining one by one, so not able to put it together very well, you know, even by myself in the Tibetan. So that's why Steve, when you ask, what is like first point, second point, no result. That experience of, you know, feeling like somebody's like pushing something through inside the body, you know, how you say, pushing up. Why this experience? Because there's too much, has a tense. Meditation becomes very much tension. That's why all the energy is being pushed up, upper part of the body. That's why you feel. So not like somebody's not pushing like that. Huh? So anyway, so next time, slowly, I'll explain. No? Yeah. So let me figure out how the best way, best, no, because that's not easy to explain. I mean, it's like slow, need to go slow, okay? No? That's it.
So we can feel that the self is not identical with the aggregates, but dependent on the aggregates.
Oh, yeah, right. Then dependent on aggregate, yeah.
So then what do we do with that?
No?
When we... You know, it seems to me fairly. I can get to that place.
What do you do with that?
You can get to that place pretty easily, where you see, oh, I'm not my self is not identical with the aggregates. It's not separate from the aggregates, but it's depending on the aggregates. And then, is there something to do with that? Like when you think that.
Please say it again.
So
say
like,
it again. One more time. I'm spacing out.
When I analyze and I can see, okay, self is not identical with the aggregates.
Right.
It's not separate from the aggregates, but I can feel that it's dependent on the aggregates. Is the self?
You feel that self is dependent on aggregate.
Right. I can feel that. Oh, it's not the same, but it certainly depends on the aggregates. Right. So is that just like?
That's like second point and third point.
Mm-hmm.
First point.
Okay. But is that okay? Like, or am I supposed to do something with that? Like.
That's good things. No. So that's the first point. You find, identify the self.
Right.
That's quite difficult.
Right.
Do you agree?
Yes. But, you know, it's a little like, I'm in kindergarten, but I can kind of see those, oh, okay, that's what that is. Okay, then, just even intellectually looking at those points, right?
So that means any circumstance, not just you are...
I mean, in my meditation, I'm just asking you, like, when I have that understanding that, oh, self is not identical, is not separate, oh, but it's dependent on the aggregates, is that... something I'm supposed to then do with that?
No, then you need to reach the aha moment.
Okay.
You are 100% sure. You have to be 100% sure, you know, like self is not identical and not like separate.
Right.
So these are the third point and second point and third point.
But I'm going in the right direction.
You are going to the right direction. But, you know, like first point, you know, so... how we are perceiving self. Not that any, like when you are calm, you know, relaxed and quiet in your room, even if somebody is screaming at you, how you really know, like, do you see any point? You could say, why bother identify self? Oh, that's good, you know, that has to be a point, you know, otherwise all the mistaken, according to Maya and our teaching, accord because not able to identify the true self. That's what they say. And how, like, it's like, you know, like self-grasping mind is like metal cage. Danzu charge it are buzz. Mari move majakunikos. So then ignorance like darkness is covered all from all directions. Danzu charge it as a process. It's not just cage. It's like cage that made out of metal. Not easy break, no, not easy break. Not the judge temples. So, it's basically a mistake. It's basically a mistake. This is not just a mistake, it's a huge mistake. No? It's not just confusion, it's like fundamental confusion. No? So I'll stop here, so now time's over.
Geshe. If no man, I have a question.
We'll go slow, okay? We'll go today, that's enough. We even didn't finish the first point analysis. I'm going to explain exactly the way Lama's written, heard by Lama Tsongkhapa, same thing. The Lama said, that's why he said. That's why his form is not easy to understand, even in Tibetan, no? It takes some time. Need to think or read. No?
You talked about feeling the self, and experiencing that. Are we talking about a deluded mind self? For example, I had this sense of panic one time, and it felt real. You know, it's like everything was going wrong or something, you know. Is that what we're trying to experience in this first point and then trying to find out if it's existent or non-existent?
The self?
Yes.
What is self? Panic?
Panic.
Why?
It's kind of like a scared feeling type thing.
Feeling of scared feeling of what?
Scared feeling, panic, feeling trapped, panic. You know.
And you say that's like how to identify self?
No, I was wondering if the feeling of that would be like this delusional mind trying to identify that self. If the feeling of it. Is that what we're trying to achieve? Is this,
and here,
this feeling
like,
of self?
Like here, no, like first point analysis, we are trying to identify self. Trying to identify self. But first we have to analyze how self appears, how we perceive self, not just conventional self, any self, no?
So even the panicky self,
In itself, you know, how
the
we
happy self,
how or we perceive, you know, like, oh, I'm so happy. How you perceive the self? How you perceive the self?
Okay.
How you perceive the self? Oh, I'm like really like, you know, like worried. I'm like very scared, you know. Then and we don't analyze. We don't analyze, you know. We do something else. We don't analyze. If you analyze, maybe fear will go away, you know, analyze. Or is it,
Thank you.
So need to analyze, and we need to analyze. So that's where we're at now. So maybe I'll continually, probably, what do you think, take maybe two Friday break, so then maybe next, so basic program, so maybe I think it's very important to finish this four-point analysis with some kind of meditations. So rather than choosing some like text from the basic program, so finish Heart Sutra, so like to finish this, maybe two Friday break, you know, two Friday break, so then, you know, then after that I'll explain this slowly, not in a hurry way, slowly, you know, and say, so then I'll be very, very happy that you learn four-point analysis. Then if you use that, maybe you can liberate all of us from the Kadamba Center, every program. You can liberate
Yeah. Okay, turn to page 235, and we'll do these first two stanzas of the general dedication. Page 235. Gewadi nyudu dog, Lord.
Janchu Sancho Rinpoche Ma Ke Panam Ke Gyurchi Ke Wanyam Pa Me Paya Gone Gondu Pelwarsho.
And then turn to page 244 and we'll do the long life prayers. Starting with the one for His Holiness.
Gari rawe korwe jin kam dir pendan dewa malu juwene chen re zi wan ten zin gya so yi jape si te bar du ten gyur ching jonu yi e nan la wan jonu awa tare sen bar rap so pa lo san gyawe de ton le pel cho Jazer Gengir Lama Solwadem Tup Tu Janji Hinjangun Gelwe Tehen Zinkum Pelwe Kundu Do Porte Cho Tum Kurwe Lehemun Tudru Pahadat so du jegen du jaten sho Meg me se we se Tare tu tare tu re so ha Om tare tu tare tu re so ha Om 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 tare tu tare tu re so
Oh yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you.